Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, our faith is renewed in the soap gods. Frank Valentini is joining Prospect Park, and Melody Thomas Scott got a contract with Y&R. All this and much more, so stay tuned. Welcome.
What's heading in?
Reagan, welcome.
Hello.
And Mel, welcome.
Hey.
Well, for those of you who may be wondering why we haven't had a podcast recently between the holiday weekend and a family emergency that kept me out of town for the past week or so, haven't been able to publish one, but we're back this week, raring to go. First up, let's talk a little bit about Prospect Park. This last week, it was announced that Frank Valentini is joining Prospect Park as a VP of serialized drama. What are your guys' thoughts, Reagan?
Woohoo! I love it. I mean, he is badass producer, so I think he's going to be a badass VP for them, and he is going to keep everybody in check when AMC makes it there, and he's going to keep One Life to Live cracking like they've been, and I think this is like huge news and great news for them. I think it was the smart snap up. I think it was probably the smartest snap up they've made thus far. I mean, I think signing these stars on from One Life to Live was huge, but I think as far as keeping these shows on track, which is, you know, the major part of it, this is the move they needed to make.
Jillian?
This is one of the best decisions that Prospect has made. You need someone like a Frank Valentini to get that budget in line, and you also need a Frank Valentini to be a ball buster when these stars act the fool. He could be like, look, you do this shit or you get the hell off this set. You know what I mean? This is, and he's going to know who to bring on and who not to bring on and so forth, and how to schmooze people. This is really a good move. And he's going to be there to tell Julie Hannah Carruthers, look at him, Julie, you stop this foolishness now. Because we all know, you know, my spies tell me that Julie, one of the reasons that All My Children was always over budget is because Julie still thinks it's the 80s where she could just reshoot things over and over again. Frank can tell her, look, girl, don't do that now. You shoot it once, or you call that game over. So this is really, really good. This is really a score for Prospect Park. Let's just hope it keeps on happening.
Mel?
I feel the same way as Jillian and Reagan. I'm so happy that they gave him this position, because we have somebody higher up that cares about the genre and cares about the industry and understands it, and that's what we need. So I know Frank's going to rocket this. So that's what I think.
Watching One Life to Live this week, one of the first things that I thought of is, even though we have the great casting news about Erica Slezak, Cassie DePaiva, and Michael Easton, it was like, can we use this as an opportunity to get rid of Jack and get a new one?
Oh, hallelujah.
It's like, we're going to be making the jump from television to web. Portrayer of character does not have to make that jump.
He is just, that's one thing Frank needs to tell them when they're like, yeah, so who do we need to bring on? Not that boy playing Jack.
No.
Maybe, you know, when they finally go to the web, Carmen LaPorta will look a little bit older and they can bring him back. This boy is just all that yelling and stuff, like, ugh. I just wanted Todd to just shoot him. I wanted Victor Todd to just pop out of his grave and be like, shut up! Damn! I'm like, Florencia got the yelling on lock, boy, but she does it with finesse. You just can't act.
And they made it even worse, especially during the funeral scenes, because they would show Florencia and she is acting her ass off during the funeral.
Oh, she is. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And then they show Jack and he's terrible, and it makes him look worse than he is. So they're not doing that boy any favors over there.
They're not doing, forget that boy, they ain't doing us as consumers a favor with him on there. Take him off. They need to get rid of him. He is just terrible. Come on now, this is new. Y'all are in New York. There are tons of starving actors in New York. Please get rid of him.
Well, in some other One Life to Live news, Josh Kelly is joining the MTV series Dumb Girls. Will you guys be tuning in?
I mean, it all depends. I mean, I just need to hear the backstory about what's going to happen about that. MTV's churning out a lot of stuff, boy.
Yeah, they are.
Have y'all been
watching? It's good, though. I love Teen Wolf. That was fantastic.
Have y'all been watching Death Valley?
Is that the
Texas Battle one? Yeah.
I haven't, but I want to catch up on it because it looks hilarious.
It's really stupidly cheesy, but I watch it because Texas Battle is funny. I didn't say he could act. I hear the key word. I said he is funny in there. Hear that key word, so y'all can't go back and say he's nothing on me. I said he is funny in there, so on.
That Awkward's pretty good, too. I mean, they've been turning out some pretty good stuff. At least, you know, it's not their cheesy, stupid reality Jersey shit. They've been turning out some good stuff.
So maybe we'll watch this mess with this boy.
Well, it turns out that Smitty's prayers have been answered. His rosaries and his sacrifices.
That boy must have been going to church like on a daily basis or something.
Forget that. It was twice a day. Well, Melanie Thomas Scott is back at Y&R.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad she's back on contract, and I want to clear this up before people, because I've seen people in the comments saying, oh, because of her, they've cut 4 or 5 actors. That is not true. The timing just happens to suck with everything. They cut that girl without telling her. This is the timing, people. We all know Mel took a pay cut, because let's be real here. We're all gung-ho about Eric Braeden standing up against Sony, but we know damn well Eric was not going to let her get more pay than him if he took a pay cut. We all know Mel took one. It just happens to be the timing is just off. And I would just expect more people to be cut on that show. That show is just cast heavy. That show is
the to think that with all the outspokenness that she was doing, she got on Twitter. She was talking a lot about, they haven't been talking to me, and I don't know what's going on. And Maria Arena Bell saying this at the Emmys, and I don't know what she's talking about. You have to believe
Wait. She didn't say she don't know what Melly's talking about at the Emmys. She just says that Mel will be back. We don't want.
No, Melanie Thomas Scott said she didn't know what Maria was saying.
When did she say that?
She said it on Twitter. So you have to believe that while the firings and her signing a new contract may not be directly related, you have to believe that the timing of the firings coming out and her new contract being announced had to be a little, you were talking a lot on Twitter about us not dealing with you. Well, we're going to make you look bad a little bit because of it.
No, because she's actually been a little bit radio silent for the past 2 weeks about that.
Probably because they were talking to her.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think it's all because of Sony. I mean, Maria, we all, you know, we can blame her for everything. Hell, we can blame her for global warming if we want to, but...
Well, you know that hairspray contributed to it.
There you go. But this time, you know, as much as it pains me, this is not her fault. But then at the same time, it is, because she does not know how to balance her cast budget. That being said, they're not doing this to make her look stupid, to make Mel look stupid. I think... Was it you who said it, Luke, that they did it to time it with the bad casting, with the firing? I think they did that.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least if they did that.
I think they, well, I agree with you with that. I think they did that because of how screwed up they didn't tell any of those people that they were being fired. They had to find out on the internet. Eden Regal found out on the internet. I think they did that to cushion the blow of what's going on. But instead, it's still, I mean, people are still happy, but people are still blaming Mel. They're like, oh, because of her, these people got cut. It still didn't help the situation out. But,
well, before we go on to the bloodbath and discuss that in depth, Mel, what do you think of Melody Thomas Scott?
Praise so Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I said, let's shake our tambourines.
All right.
No?
Right. I was shaking it. It was right there. I don't know if y'all heard it or not, but praise so Jesus. We really need her back right now because the show is a mess. And that's putting it nicely. So I'm very happy to have her back.
Now, see, you're saying it's a mess. I'm wondering if Mel is like, when she get back there, she can be like, damn, what the hell was I fighting for? Because that's...
I didn't know why I came back.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the bloodbath. Tristan Rogers, it looks as though he's out. Jeannie Francis is out, could be on her way out. Sean Patrick Flannery, Eden Regal, and Darius McCrary are all out, according to CBS Soaps In Depth. What are your guys' thoughts? And do any of these people factor into that juicy blind item that you posted, even if you can't tell us names?
I mean, people know. I can say some stuff. Y'all are assuming. Y'all know what they said about assuming. So that doesn't mean that it's Y&R. So all of y'all assuming, y'all don't know. I mean, I've been hearing with Jeannie, I'm hearing that Jeannie is safe. I hear that, you know, because of the bad juju that's going around. You know, she is safe, so sorry, people. She's safe for now. That don't mean, you know, in the Y&R world, that really don't mean nothing, but she's safe for now, people. But, you know, it's really screwed house. You know, that show, as you know, as popular as that show is and all the glitz and the glamour of that show, it shows that that show is, you know, it's still a classless show for that girl, for Eden Regal to find out on the internet that she got fired. That's classless. And for them not to even issue no statement or nothing, that's classless to with a capital claw. And it's classless. I mean, Eden, forget what everybody is, you know, a lot of people didn't like her portrayal, whatever, but a lot of people, the same people, it makes me laugh because the same people who are shitting on her portrayal have agreed about, everybody's agreed about the same thing. The way how her firing was handled was just tacky. You mean tell me you couldn't tell that girl face to face? I mean, that was just classless and just tacky. I mean, that girl sitting up on Twitter saying, no, I'm cool, and then, whoops, I spoke too soon. She showed a lot of class and maturity with that because I ain't gonna lie, me, if I found out I got fired on Twitter from one of y'all motherfuckers on DC, shit, I would show out. I'm not even playing. I know y'all would show out. But it just shows what type of mess this show is in. This show is grossly, it's just, their budget is ridiculous and it's too many people there. So I would expect for more people to say bye-bye soon.
What did you, Mel and Reagan, what did you guys think of the casting news?
Well, I'm going to be honest, like, Malcolm needs to go. Oh, Malcolm, he needed to be out. Farmer Sam, there really wasn't a point for him to be on the show anymore.
Ever.
He had to go too. Tristan Rogers, I'm actually a little bit sad about because I don't like what happens. I don't like his story necessarily, but he's a good actor and I feel like we could benefit from having him on there. And Eden Regal is another one. She's a good actress, but I do think she was horribly miscast in this role.
She should have been Mac.
We all know she should have been Mac. And that's why, you know, it just pains me that she's done this. Like, you know, I think Maria just did it to spite people. No, I'm going to have her as Heather. It's like, girl, you only, what's the saying? You spit what? Slicing your nose off to spite your face or something like that? Whatever. Y'all know what I mean. She's doing that. And it's the same thing with Jeannie Francis. Like,
well, I was going to say, I noticed Mel didn't mention Jeannie.
That's why I already said Jeannie is safe, so.
Well, see, I was going to comment on the rumor of her being out, and then I was going to say a big prayer to
that it
Bill
turned
Bell
out to
in
be
the
true.
Sky to get this off of his show. But, you know, she's to stay, which is
she's
very unfortunate.
So. Well, she's another one, Mel. I mean, if you've seen some of the work that she did on GH, you'd be like, damn. That's why I keep telling people when they say, oh, you're just being biased against Jeannie. Jamie jokes about me being a Melody Thomas Scott fan. I like her, but Jeannie Francis was always my favorite soap actor. So for me to go hard on her shows, then I'm not biased a damn bit. Well,
but if she's good, then why is she playing this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Ridiculously. Because
I know Nostradamus. I don't know. I don't have no crystal ball.
Look at Kim Zimmer on One Life to Live. She plays that goofy Echo character, but she still is Kim Zimmer and shows out. You know what I mean?
Reagan, what do you think?
I agree with pretty much everything that's been said. I mean, the way that Eden was let go was just terrible. It's not the first time we've seen it happen this way, and it was just as terrible then as it was, or now as it was then, and it's just, I mean, it's just tacky. Nobody should find out that they lost their job, but from the horse's mouth. Yeah, Darius needed to go. He was downright terrible. He should have gone after his first episode. Tristan, I'm not that upset about. I'd like to see him go back to GH. He needs
dad.
Yeah, he needs to go back, especially with the writing going back in the direction that it's going. I mean, I know I'm not one of the GH bandwagons that I think GH is good again. I'm not on that bandwagon just yet, but I think there's been a lot more Robin and Patrick. I think it's time to see a little bit more Scorpio family. So I wouldn't be upset to see Robert Tristan Scorpio open. Come home and Tristan Rogers, especially now that Goose is gone, which was a big sticking point for him.
Yeah, you know, he thought he, I mean, I would say that, but, you know, he tried, to me, in my opinion, I think he tried to pull a Eric Braden and speak out, but it's like, you can't do that with Bob Cousa. Bob Cousa punish you.
They're speaking out and then they're speaking the truth, I guess.
I think Tristan Rogers was a truth teller.
I think,
I'm not disputing that. Y'all missed the joke. Never mind. Tried to speak out, but Bob Cousa, we all know Cousa will punish that ass, and that's what Bob Cousa did. I didn't mind Tristan.
And that was Cousa's biggest I guess, is that people would speak the truth, and he would take it as, instead of constructive criticism, he would just take it as flat out criticism and be like, F you then.
Yeah,
you know, and it would be to his, you know, it would not be to his benefit. It would, whatever. But,
speaking of, oh, go ahead.
Farmer Sam, I didn't like him at all. I hated that whole farmer
girl. Say it.
Well, Adam and Sharon need to be together. He was
after what he just
no,
did. This.
No.
I don't care. I'm ignoring some of this stuff at the moment. Adam and Sharon need to be together.
I like Adam. I think Adam's like the Todd Manning of Genoa City, so I love Adam, and I don't care what he does to the bitch in his life. I think they all should still love him.
Well, you guys, we talked about truth-telling, so let's talk about General Hospital. First impressions of new Kate. Jillian?
I mean, y'all know the standard a month thing. I mean, that's not to say she's bad. It's not to say she's good. I mean, she's only been on for how long now? Like,
not very long.
Exactly. I can just be like, girl, she rocked my world. I mean, give you a month.
Mel?
I didn't love her, but I didn't hate her. So I do need to see more of her, but from what I saw, I wasn't that impressed. I'll say that.
Didn't impress you much, huh?
Reagan?
That don't impress
and I
me,
think but that seems to be the consensus. There's quite a few people that just don't like her, and I'm getting the feeling that it's people that are big
Megan
time
Ward.
Want Megan Ward back, and if we're going to have Kate, why can't we have Megan? And then there are some people that are just, like, giving her the benefit of the doubt. I just don't understand, other than the fact that Kate, the character of Kate, is this off-screen constantly mentioned, well, Kate wants this, and Kate's here for Maxie and Lulu. I don't get why we need her to redeem Sonny or to bring Sonny out of his dark place. I don't get it. And maybe because they're running out of Sonny's women to pull out of to bring him out of his dark place, and they just think Kate's the answer. I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Why do they need a woman to pull Sonny out of his
exactly.
funk anyway?
Yeah.
Even if this was a woman, I would still be like, why do you need a man to pull you out of this funk? Why can't your family pull you out of that?
You're right. I'd rather see a really good Sonny and Christina storyline where it's his daughter or a combination of his daughter and his children.
Sort of
getting
well,
him
would
out
mean
of
that
it.
Michael would have to change an attitude, and Michael's annoying as hell.
Yeah, many Mary kids can pull him out of that, you know, funk. I don't understand. Like, that's what I don't like with Garen Wolf. I'm like, why does it have to be some chick pulling him out of his funk, man? Like,
and that's where I'm getting this GH is not good again for me. It's a lot of the same old. I'm not seeing this difference where it comes from
You're
certain
seeing more.
characters. I'm seeing more of the same for
You're seeing more fan favorites, but the storylines haven't changed drastically.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of difference for the Sonny character. I'm not seeing a lot of difference for Jason and Sam that's making
So,
me like them.
but I would say that Carly seems a lot different. I mean,
Charlie does.
Carly used to be a huge apologist for Sonny, and she's not having it anymore.
Carly does, other than she's still harping on Jason to be her savior.
Well, she's gonna harp on Jason. That's never gonna
That's
change.
what.
But in terms of her and Sonny, though, I think that there's been a big change with that
Yes.
character specifically.
Well, that happens every other six, every other blue moon. She'll turn on Sunny and then she will,
Wind up in bed with him.
yeah, and then she will apologize for him. So that ain't a big change with Carly. That's just, Carly being all self-righteous right about now. You wanted Sonny to get your kid back. He did. And now you want to be, I didn't mean for this to happen. You know how Sonny is, girl. Stop. But I did like, which day was that? I did like when Sonny was up in Carly's face and Sean was like backing up and Sonny was like, you, he was like, you better back up or I'm gonna make you back up. I scream. I was like, oh, Jesus. Now that was hot. They better keep that. Well, he is on contract, but Garen Wolf, you better keep him. I like him a lot.
I do like
With
Sean.
Carly, they are great.
Please do.
Yes. And when she was like, honey, I was like, oh, she called him honey. Oh, my God.
Every time I see those two together, I just think of marshmallow-covered fondue, chocolate fondue.
It is
That's funny.
the Sean and Carly dynamic is a nice change of pace for Carly.
Yes.
It's not some
Mobster
rich,
or rich guy, yeah.
controlling, high-powered guy that Carly is normally attracted to.
Sonny's enemies. That
Yeah.
always seems to be her MO. It's like she always wants to stick it to Sonny in more ways than one. Ha! But
Yeah.
I
This is
like
a
this.
very nice departure for the character of Carly. So that part, I do agree with you, Luke. Carly is the one change that, or the one character that you're seeing the most change
Well,
for.
and the one character that has experienced a lot of change, not for the better, who knew it was possible, is Spinelli.
Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry.
I'm so sick of this Spinelli storyline. I mean, I was okay with Spixie and that dynamic, but this Spinelli storyline, I'm sorry, folks. I know there's a lot of Spinelli and Spixie fans out there,
I think they all hate it too.
but please, this has got to stop. Spinelli needs, instead of watching him regress in every way, why can't we just have him grow up a little?
I think they
And
all hate it.
meanwhile, Maxie and Liz are being held hostage.
Yes.
Mel.
Oh, it's like it goes from bad to worse.
I know. I right? How
I
is this
can't.
good?
I can't. Liz gets kidnapped, and because she's trying to help Lucky out,
Looked
who's
like she
popping
got
pills
kidnapped with
somewhere,
toilet paper.
right? Then here comes Maxie. She gets kidnapped. They get kidnapped together. They come up with the go-to harebrained scheme. Oh, you're a nurse, so I'm gonna pretend like I'm sick, and then we're gonna get out of here. Yeah, that never works. It's just dumb. And then you have to think about the people that's trying to help them get out of there. You got Spinelli that literally does not know where he is right now. Lucky is right around the same boat with him because he took so many pills. He can't tell you his name. And then you
Yes.
got
And he needs a
Dante.
haircut.
Dante, who's trying to figure all this out, and Dante is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So
Oh
it's just
no. And
it.
then you have Shrulu. And I
Oh,
don't use that term
God.
lightly because I like Lulu.
I
And Julie Marie
don't.
Berman is an amazing actress. But for the love of God, Lulu, just shut the f up.
Say it!
And
Say it.
once again, no matter who is the head writer, the Port Charles Police Department are the biggest idiots in New
Ever.
York.
Dumbass. They need a
I
No,
can't
they're the
handle
biggest
it.
idiots in all soapdom. There is no police department more incompetent than the Gen or not Genoa City, Port Charles Police Department.
I would say Genoa City too, because they let Victor talk to them like some dogs, so they right up there too.
But they can at least once in a while solve a crime. Port Charles just can't.
I kind of want to be like, Jason, can you get out of the hospital with your traumatic brain injury and forget about your wedding planning so you could go save the day so we can get
No.
out of this stupid storyline?
They need
Please.
John McBain
And then
to
we're
come
getting a
there
new,
into a
we're getting,
seminar.
well,
Oh, yes, the new female cop or whoever that's
Yeah,
coming
Lanny,
on.
the new female cop, and John McBain, if he came to Port Charles, could solve crimes, but the problem is he's going to Prospect Park, so,
John
well, that's not a
McBain
problem.
would have solved 10 cases by now.
Oh,
Ten
yeah, I mean,
minutes.
I do
Yes.
not like the character of John McBain, but there is no denying that man gets stuff done. He can solve a crime.
He and Bo Buchanan, they can solve
Yep.
some crimes.
At least crimes get solved in Landview,
you see,
PA.
That's what pisses me off about GH. That's the one, I don't care who's the writer, that's one thing that pisses me off. Ever since Mac took over the role as police commissioner, they have Mac as a dumbass. And if people know Mac's past, they would know that Mac is not a dumbass. Mac
no.
is a mercenary.
Yeah.
When Alexis became the DA, she was dumbed down. When any of our favorite characters enter the police department or the DA's office, they get dumbed down.
I know why, Nancy.
And the reason why people first liked Dante is because of the fact that he was not being bought into the father's mob storyline. And what has happened over the years? Oh, now it's just because he's my dad. I mean, the resolve and the go-get-em-ness that Dante had has disappeared, and fans don't appreciate the character as much.
Well, I think the reason why Alexis is dumbed down is because Nancy be getting buck on Twitter, so I think that was a little punishment there. I noticed, you know, under Goose's reign, you speak out, something happened to you. You see, they had Laura drooling. She was a mop for like 10 years,
yeah.
And they had a Nancy Lee's Alexis was sharp as a tack, and she became dumb as a dumbass. And it's just, you know, I don't understand it. But Mac used to be a mercenary, for Christ's sakes. Why isn't that kicking in with him? People, you know, when I told someone that on Twitter, they were like, really? I'm like, yes, Mac used to be a mercenary, a badass at that. Mac was smarter than a mug. Now,
yes, when Mac first came on, Robert was like hunting him down because he was such a badass.
You know, but you hear the key word Robert, so yeah. I don't know, you know, and you know, I don't understand it. Like, I don't get it. Darren Wolf, you need to fix that. Or just don't make Mac a fucking cop anymore, for Christ's sakes. Make him a PI, make some other day player or some dumbass a cop.
See, and from a comedy angle, Mac and Spinelli, private investigators together, would be hilarious. Just
don't
saying.
Don't give them any comedy pointers, Luke.
Well, but here's the thing.
Like, I want them to go watch the days of like Frisco and Sean. Like, I want the writers to have like a retreat day where they just watch old episodes where the WSB and the Port Charles Police Department actually accomplished things, and the mob didn't just rule the town like they were everything. I want them to go watch old episodes and see what we used to love. That's what I want them to do. And then just get some ideas from there.
It sounds like a brilliant idea to me.
It's retreat day at General Hospital Studios, writers. Pull out some old tape and watch it.
Yeah, shit.
Let's talk about Days of Our Lives for a second. Because we're waiting with anticipation to see the new stories play out on our screen. It's almost here. Can barely wait. But
September
in the meantime,
26, people, you know,
there
what
hasn't been a lot of positive things to talk about Days of Our Lives.
Well, September 26, people,
yes,
know what to watch.
Exactly. So let's talk about one little bright spot. Mary Beth Evans is returning to Days of Our Lives. The episode will air on December 15th. It's a little sign of a good sign, a glimmer of hope until September 26th.
Is she bringing Patch McCall Cassadine with her?
Patch McCall Cassadine needs to go back to meeting Stefan Cassadine.
Oh, God. Ah. That was GH did him dirty. Forget Tristan.
Yeah.
GH did Stephen Nichols wrong on that show. So I think Stephen is like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
There are not enough Cassadines on General Hospital.
He's like,
Nicholas is gone. I need to see Windermere.
He's like, fool me three times and I'm just a dumbass. So, I mean, oh, he gonna make it to it when Debbie comes. Whoops, did I say that? But yeah, September 26th, people, watch Days of Our Lives. You know why? I'm not chewing around the bush about that, Neva. Watch Days of Our Lives.
On Bold and the Beautiful, Taylor and Thorne, what are you thinking, Jillian?
Nothing says, girl, you make my heart quiver like you running over my woman, my kid's mother. How Babush is that. Like, I want to know what that kid that Thorne has to say about that. Now, they need to sore-ass her and play that angle up. Oh,
would be good.
What?
If she, can you imagine if she was just, like, the evil little child like that boy on Guiding Light was for Cassie?
Oh,
she needs
to,
so good.
She needs, I was going to say, she needs to be, like, sore-assed and, like, cause trouble. Like, she needs to be like, she needs to make Steffi, like, make Steffi look like a punk for her venom for Taylor running over her mother. I mean, they have brought that up, but they need to let that little girl deal with that for her to be like, I'm cool with it on the outside, but on the inside, she is plotting Taylor's demise. That would be fucking bananas. And also for her to be like, anti-Stephanie, because, you know, if it's not Ridge's kid, Stephanie doesn't give a damn about you. You know what I mean? They need for her and, like, RJ to, like, team up and, like, go after Stephanie, too. I think that would be fantastic, but I digress. I mean, it's about time Thorne gets a storyline, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's about damn time.
I mean, I'm the only person who's more wasted is Mac in General Hospital. Those two characters are, like, perpetually just sit on the back burner.
Felicia. She needs to disappear too. Oh, I mean, well, no, I mean, they need to do something with her. It's like, poor baby, poor thing.
Oh, I love Leslie Kay.
I guess, anyway, I had a joke, but whatever.
Fine. Bill and Steffi. Liam and Hope.
I don't get it. I mean, one
I don't understand two people who were supposedly in love but broke up, teaming up to then break up.
I don't get it. This girl just liked, you know, just the other day, literally, you were in love with Bill. Now you want Liam? Like, that girl need to lay on Taylor's couch, or Taylor just suck as a therapist. I don't understand that. Like, didn't
she sucks as a therapist. Sorry,
yeah.
Smitty.
She do suck.
Smitty is getting mentioned all over this podcast. He's gonna love it.
Yeah, we don't need his ego to be bigger than it already
is. Bam! Oh, from Lone Star State. Thank you. That's not a high five right there.
He's a little pick me up too, because our Buckeye.
Oh no 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 no!
Pick me up.
Y'all ain't never seen that in my description on this here. We ain't Captain Save-A-Ho. You do that on your free time.
Oh, I miss Captain Save-A-Ho. It's been a while.
I just seriously, though, with B&B, though, I'm just, the show just has me perplexed. Like, didn't Katie tell you in that hospital room, look, you talk to Steffi again and that's your ass, Bill, and y'all are, I don't get it. If they had waited a while, if, you know, it could have been organic. I saw where they were going, where it started to be organic, where Liam was, like, a friend of hers and was like, you know, my dad's in love with Katie, you need to leave that alone. If they kept on that path of Liam being her friend and always coming to her rescue, and for Hope to be like, why are you always coming to this Trick's rescue? And she become a problem for them, and then it develops there. Like, you know, he was there for Steffi, and Steffi's there for him in his time of need with Hope. Then I can understand it. For them just going head first with this, it's ruining what could be a good storyline. They need to dial it down some, and especially with Bill being thrown in the mix. Bill was pro Hope, and now all of a sudden you're not. Like, I don't get it. But Jacob Young is going to be coming on soon, so all will be right with the world.
Well, while there's been good news at One Life to Live with Cassie DePaiva, Erica Slezak, Michael Easton, joining Prospect Park's One Life to Live, and Frank Valentini.
Ted King. Egg. Why?
Huh? Oh, and Ted King, pardon me. I guess when I think of One Life to Live, I don't necessarily think of Ted King. I know that he is on contract, but when I think of longtime One Life to Live people, I don't really think of him.
Yeah.
But while the news has been good at One Life to Live, things have been a little bit more mixed at All My Children. Reportedly, Deadline reports that Susan Lucci turned down Prospect Park's offer, but Cameron Matheson is saying that negotiations for him and some of his All My Children co-stars are going well. Meanwhile, Alicia Minshew is open to recurring.
Alicia.
Let's talk about Susan Lucci first.
You know,
Pine Valley without Susan Lucci as Erica Kane. What do you guys think it should look like, briefly, Reagan? If she, I mean, if things don't work out in the long run, as it looks like now.
I think it's going to look like a very different All My Children, but that doesn't mean it can't work. You know, I think with, we saw, you know, an Adam Chandler list All My Children. I think as years go on, we are going to see Erica Kane depart in some capacity. So maybe this is just a little early taste of how it was going to look.
In defense of Adam Chandler, it has not measured up since he's
no,
been
it hasn't. No. But that's not necessarily because he's gone. That has other factors contributing to it, yes. So, but I do think Jacob Young leaving is going to hurt it as well.
Well, and if
so,
Alicia goes, if Alicia is open to recurring, and hypothetically speaking, if Rebecca Budig, I mean, if Rebecca Budig doesn't sign and Alicia Minshew's only open to recurring, then that means that two of your young female leads that can act, because there's other female leads on the show, but they can act. if the two female young female leads that can act aren't there, Erica Kane isn't there, that basically means you sort of have to, I mean, Jacob Young isn't there, Debbie Morgan's not there. That means
Debbie.
In some respects, in terms of the variety of storylines which those characters exemplify, have to be completely reconfigured or the roles recast.
Yes. But, I mean, I think it's if it was just Erica Kane not there, it could still work. But you have to remember, like I'm saying, a lot of people aren't going to be there. We're going to be missing Jacob Young. I don't see how Alicia on a recurring status is going to really work.
That doesn't make sense to me in the least.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've seen a lot of actors go on recurring, but it's like they're still there. I mean, Tracy Bregman on Y&R for the longest, she's been on recurring. But before,
yeah,
I would say
yeah.
this regime, before this regime got in, it was like, Tracy on recurring for real, so you
well, Katie
know.
McClain did very well on recurring on As the World Turns.
Child, she needed to be with that hootenanny crap, but whatever.
Well,
ooh.
But that was the last time, but the first time when Roseanne was
okay.
The straight-haired, powerful
yes.
thing, she was wonderful.
My bad, Katie. Don't let you sing no song about me, but whatever.
Mel, what are your thoughts on that?
Susan Lucci, Know All My Children, it's definitely going to be an interesting place because they've never really done it without her, you know what I mean? So it's going to prove to be a challenge to find a way to build the show around kind of someone else, if you kind of get what I'm trying to say. So I think they have their work cut out for them, but it can be done. I don't want to say it can be because it most definitely can be because that's what we need to promote. I wasn't really surprised by Alicia Minshew not wanting to be on the show full time because she wasn't trying to be on the show full time when it was on TV. So,
because they worked her like a hole in the
right?
corner.
Well, that I was going to say there for about 5 years, she didn't have a vacation.
ABC
yeah.
is one soap that works the house that works you like a hole in the corner. I'm not saying that is what Alicia is. I'm just saying they work that
yeah.
girl hard.
When they have their certain faves, mm-hmm. they're gonna put you out there and they're gonna work
no,
you hard. You know,
I would say they're leading ladies. The leading men get everything.
Yeah, the leading men get everything they want. The leading ladies get nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know, but no, go ahead, Mel.
Oh yeah, but so that's why I wasn't like okay. Well, from what I remember, she was on the show. You know, they was working her forever and ever and ever, and then she was like, okay, I'm done. I don't want
to
do this
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, she had
and
to leave
she left.
To get some time but, off.
Right? She left for a good while, and then the show got canceled, and she was like, oh, I guess I have to come back to this shit. You know what I mean? So I wasn't really surprised by her not wanting to be on full time. Who else? I just lost my train of thought. Oh, Cameron Matheson. Okay, Cameron, you want to tell me something I don't know, Captain Obvious? Ooh, they extended offers to her, so we're really
Ooh,
excited.
Stop, Melody.
And, like, it was stuff I already knew. Like, you really didn't tell me anything that I didn't already know. Unless you said, hey, I'm doing this, or hey, I'm not, we can keep this. Talks are going well, and I'm really excited because that can mean nothing tomorrow. Tomorrow, talks could fall apart. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Well, and I can't help but notice the irony that both with One Life to Live and All My Children, apparently, John McBain, who I'm not a fan of the character, he's there. And if Ryan Lavery ends up in Prospect Park's All My Children, oh
Fall
God,
back.
help us
Okay.
all. Jillian, what are your thoughts on it?
You know what? With the Lucci thing, it is a big blow because let's be real, people. That's the house that Susan Lucci built. That's Susan's house. Prospect really needs to try to negotiate with her, and they all need to come. They all need to, ease up. They all need to give a little. You know what I mean? Prospect needs to, and Susan needs to also.
Well, reportedly, they basically gave her the same thing she had on television, which is
Right.
a, but I mean, so that to me, if you're offering that for her, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, what
She
else
needs,
could they give her?
I mean, from what Deadline is saying, she needs to ease up a little also. But at the same time, a lot of people, I'm like, you know what? A lot of people didn't believe that Susan did that. I'm like, she ain't said that she didn't do it, people, so come on now. I think the timing of that is a little bit, I do agree with this. The timing of that is a little suspect after Susan tore Brian Fron's big ass a new one. I think the timing of that is very suspect with that. So they can get fans riled up and turn on Susan. And I've seen some people do that, but it is what it is. I think it is a big blow, but at the same time, I do think that, if done well, All My Children can still survive. I mean, I hate to say this, but there would have been a time and place in history, even if Prospect didn't come in, or if one, if All My Children wasn't canceled, there would have been a time and place that Susan Lucci would have no longer been on that show. That's just the nature of the beast there. So people need to get with it. With Alicia Minshew, recurring isn't a death sentence, people. We've seen people on all shows go on recurring, and it's like they're still there. Tracy Bregman is a prime example of that. So it doesn't mean anything. That girl needs a break. I mean, she was carrying All My Children for a while, and it took her to like getting pregnant and for her to tell, ABC, look, I need some damn time off. And I don't blame her. She may just need to recharge a bit, and you never know. She can recur, and then Prospect Park, since they have Frank Valentini, he could come there and sweeten the deal, and she could be like, okay, bitches, I'm on contract. So it's not a death sentence. Jacob Young, I mean, you could always recast that role. I mean, shit, it ain't, I'm not dissing Jacob, but you can find someone to play that role. Again, there are a bunch of hungry actors out there. It is a blow because he is fantastic in the
Fantastic,
role,
yes.
but you can find someone to play him in that role. I mean, it is what it is. He may not like B&B. He may come on home. As for Debbie, run for your life. You heard what Jamie said, right, Debbie? Girl, you need to, I guess you must have been using Angie's corneas to sign up with Y&R. I'm like, girl, come
Yeah.
on now.
Well, hey, look, she got job security put in her mind. She's going to the number one
Yeah.
rated soap, supposedly. I
Oh,
mean,
please, stay the number one. That's
no, but I'm just saying, from an actor's standpoint, you go from one that's just been canceled to the one that's best in the ratings.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's you think of it a little bit, I would
they're one
think.
of four.
Tell it again. And I mean, and she's also going to a show that is problematic. Luke, let's be real. She's seen
Oh, I'm not denying that.
I'm saying they cut, you see how they cut people on that show? They don't even tell your ass they cut you no more. You got to find out on Twitter. So, and they did that to Emmy winners. So I could just imagine what they do to Debbie. I'm like, Debbie, I hope you have a loophole in your contract that sends you on back to All My Kids, girl. I mean, we know Debbie is going to make it rain on Y&R, but this is Y&R, so.
I mean, what's sad is, if I was even a primetime actor and I saw some of this nonsense going on, or any agent that saw some of this nonsense going on, I would be writing in contracts, you can't let Twitter find out or some publication find out and let them post it on Twitter that this actor is going to be fired before you tell them.
A social media clause.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
Well,
ridiculous.
which is ironic considering the fact that some of the studios, not necessarily in soaps or whatever, but have started looking at social media clauses from their end, but actors almost need it on theirs to defend
Yes.
themselves.
I mean, but you know, I think I'm hoping there is a clause, or Debbie, you know, didn't sign a long-term one, because I mean, what's gonna happen with Angie and Jet and Jesse? You know, we ain't gonna hear him say Angela no more. Come on.
Yeah.
I hope they're not gonna recast her. I really hope they're not gonna recast the role of Angie, because I cannot see anybody in that role.
Well, Pine Valley without Erica Kane could me I mean, to me, if you're not going to have Erica Kane, then you bring back Brooke English. Because this last week, Brooke and Erica's scenes together were so enjoyable. It brought back so many wonderful memories. So, I mean, if Erica's not going to be there, let Julia Barr come back.
Yeah, Luke. I'm gonna just let you twist out in the wind with that one.
Hey, let me twist. I don't care.
Yeah, you
It's just my opinion.
twist out there with that. That's like saying, I don't know, you had a BMW, but you want to get a Hyundai. I'm not dissing. I am not dissing.
Yeah.
I'm not
I
dissing Julia Barr, but this is Erica fucking Kane now. Come on now.
just think all my children's gonna look very different
Well, it will look very
when
different.
it premieres on Prospect Place. And I don't mean
Prospect
just,
Park.
or
I feel like
Prospect Park, sorry.
you're playing board
Yeah,
games.
I feel like I'm playing Monopoly here. And I don't necessarily just mean because we're going to be losing a lot of long-time characters and actors. I think there's going to be a lot of changes that are going to have to take place to what these characters do with their lives and how they, who they are and their standing in Pine Valley because of the cuts and losses that we have. I just see that all happening. That's just my opinion, but
Yeah, I mean, like, the Prospect and Susan really need to come together with this man, because it's going to be a jarring blow. But whew, I mean, I'm hoping that they're talking. I mean, Jamie did tweet that he heard Agnes Nixon has stepped in to help the situation. So I'm hoping Mama Agnes can work her charm and be like, now, Susan, come on, Susan, you need to take one for the team now. You know, I'm just hoping she takes one for the team there. I'm hoping she does. It's going to be jarring, but at the same time, people, you need to get, you know, it
Prepare
together.
yourselves.
Right, for a world that Erica Kane will not be in.
Well, and I'm hoping beyond hope that we do not have to prepare ourselves for a world where it is White and Black Randy as the leads of the show.
Oh, Jesus! Oh my God! You
Let's
just
just
made it to
pretend you
friends.
didn't. Let's just pretend you didn't say that and move on.
Well, I mean, but if you think about it,
It's very depressing now.
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I on that wonderfully depressing note,
Yeah. Thanks a bunch.
let's wrap this podcast up. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DC Confidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye.